You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hello, it's Rodney Davidson speaking to you here once again from Fame Mission. And as I said on our previous broadcast, we're now back in Northern Ireland with our family and really enjoying a time of refreshing, just meeting up with our two eldest children again, our own parents. Also, remembering the work out in Kithimoola and all our boys and girls and the staff there. Every morning at 8 o'clock, we meet for morning devotions. Just before we left, we had been sharing with the staff there and even our children on one of the services. We were thinking of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. And I thought maybe I would share with you also just a few thoughts that the Lord brought to our hearts as we were considering this well-known verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, or literally a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And as I was thinking about this verse and the great change that God makes in the life of a man or woman, a boy or girl who has been truly saved by his amazing grace. They've passed from death to life, from spiritual death to spiritual life in Christ. And they've been lifted out of the miry clay. Their feet have now been set upon the rock Christ Jesus. He has established their going. He's put a new song in their mouths, given us new appetites. What a transformation that God makes in the life of his people. And I was thinking of it in relation to God's creation and thinking of the caterpillar and how the caterpillar, through no ability or power or strength that it has, it is transformed. It is recreated into a butterfly. And I was thinking about that and how we are all, as a caterpillar, we're in Adam, in sin, born in sin, that old sinful nature. And the caterpillar, if it's in your garden, it does nothing but harm, nothing but damage. It's a ferocious feeder, very greedy, never has enough, never satisfied, eating, eating, eating all the time and doing a lot of damage. And then, as I've said, God transforms the caterpillar, makes it anew. And the old man must die before we can live in Christ. There has to be a crucifixion, dying unto self and the flesh, and trusting Christ alone. This is something only God can do. Salvation is of the Lord, and we ought to be praying that God will do that great work in the lives of our family members who are not saved, our neighbours. May God help us to proclaim the glorious gospel of his Son, which is the power of God unto salvation. And I was thinking then of the butterfly. Suddenly out of this little cocoon comes this butterfly. And before it went in, it was a caterpillar. It wanted to eat leaves. Now it doesn't want to eat leaves. It's got a new appetite. Now it's looking for nectar. Now it's doing no damage in the garden at all. It's adding beauty to the garden, reflecting the light that it receives, eating the nectar as it goes around with a new appetite, new hunger. It's actually pollinating the plants, which will produce fruit. And what a change God is able to make in the life of his people. And it's my prayer that as the word of God goes forth, even as we're away from the centre, I thank God grace as she continues to minister around the schools. Our chaplain Elijah, please pray for them, other members of staff who are involved in the evangelistic endeavours, that God will step in and do what only God can do and transform the life of dead sinners. I wonder today, are you a caterpillar or are you a butterfly? Has God saved you by his grace? Has he given you new appetites and new desires, a love for his word, a love for the Lord Jesus, a love for his people? Or are you still in your sin, still in Adam, still full of self and greed never satisfied, never enough. I pray that God will transform lives by the power of the gospel of his Son. May God even bless these few thoughts to your heart.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that Fame is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. A seemingly small gift can go a long way. For less than the cost of a cup of coffee each day, you could join with those that are making a lasting impact in the lives of orphan children or abandoned infants half a world away. What is so little to us means so much to them. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.